proclaimed. Our songs sung, our prayers prayed. Restore us and renew us and make us new in you. Amen. Yeah, so these themes of Lent, it's always an exciting time. Sometimes a little challenging to talk to kids about what Lent is. A lot of times we, during Lent, how many give up something during Lent? Anyone going to give up anything? It's usually food for adults, it seems like. Food and alcohol tends to be the thing for adults. How many are going to take something on? That's something I've often done. Instead of, I don't give something up, but I'll take something on. It's usually been reading a book of the Bible. I'll say I'm going to read the book of Psalms. I'll read a psalm or two every day through Lent. So it's just it's a wonderful time to kind of get into some of the richness of the themes of Lent. And this passage in Matthew that Jesus talks of, that is Jesus is transfigured. And it's a profound moment. And it's stunning, this story. And the two are connected. That Marian read the Exodus passage of Moses on the mountain with God. And then Jesus is on the mountain with the disciples, and he sees Moses and Elijah. And so there's this connection that Jesus is this new Moses. Moses received the law on the mountain. Jesus gives the sermon on the mount. So these two figures coming to bring the story and the laws and the teachings of God. And what's profound about this is that Christ is changing, because the next steps that we know he's going to be walking to Jerusalem. He's walking to Jerusalem and he's going to die. And so that's the part. And these are some of the uncomfortable themes to talk about. This is when we can have people in churches who are very faithful. They come every Sunday. And yet, during Holy Week, it's just too difficult to get there for those other darker themes of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, because they're difficult human emotions. And we can't wall ourselves off and be a stoic and just distance ourselves from joy as well as grief. We have to live fully into the expressions of our life with all of its range of joy and grief and bitterness and upset and disappointments and happiness and all these moments in between that makes up our life. And this is what this passage in Scripture is lifting up. It's how we enter into Jesus is God with us. So for those of you who are with us at Christmas time or in church at Christmas, we have Emmanuel, God with us. And it's being told from the book of Matthew. And so Matthew's opened up with God with us, Emmanuel. And a few chapters later, it's Jesus' baptism, which is this that we have hanging, this beautiful art. It's the Spirit of the Lord descending on Jesus in the Jordan and being baptized. And God saying, this is my son, my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. And that's what we hear on the mountain with Jesus being transfigured. He is God with us, where the book opens. You are my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. His baptism. Jesus says, and he tells the disciples, that at the very end when I'm resurrected. So that's how this story ends of transfiguration. So they're going to walk to the cross. And he knows it. So we can't get to Easter morning without first going to the cross. And it's uncomfortable because we have to face it. One of the things I was looking through, I've got a book of an art book in my office, a book of photographs. So I was looking through some of the images. And what's profound about art, sculpture, or painting, or photography, it's really less about the subject and it's more about how the artist depicts light, the reflections of light, the casting of shadows. If I took a picture of an apple, and it was dull and flat, you might be bored by it. It would be uninteresting. But that same apple, with the light catching it, and the reflection, and the shadow cast, all of a sudden it brings out a texture and a vibrancy. It evokes an emotion. And that's what the story of the Transfiguration is. It's a shifting of light. So we see Jesus, and now the light around him, and he is being transformed right before the disciples' very eyes. Right before our eyes, he is being transformed. And it's in this moment that the disciples are seeing something truly holy, and a God thing is happening right in front of them. And it is awesome. It's a truly awesome experience. And it's in this awesome moment that Matthew is depicting here. It's going to be this awesome moment of transformation that's going to carry with us all the way to the cross. And when we walk to the cross, it does make our knees tremble. It does make our mouths go dry. It does make us have to live into the assurance that there will be an Easter morning, but we can't go around it. We can't get around the cross. We can't avoid it. In order to get to the resurrection, to get to new life, we have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And that's the fullness of one's life. If we're able to live long enough, we will have lived the fullness of these themes of our life, of joy and sorrow and grief and loss, loneliness and hope, being ecstatic, all of this. And these are the wonderful moments in the themes of Lent. In ministry, I do, it's something I have to do funerals. It's one of the things I do, okay? So some of you maybe seen me do a funeral. But one of the things that's really beautiful when people can do a funeral, it's really an expression of a lived faith and a life being shared and expressed in a very dignified and a beautiful way that lives into the resurrection. And all too often, I'll get a phone call from some family someplace. They're at a loss and they're grieving. And they miss the moment. The moment comes for a funeral where they can have something beautiful. Then they have to walk to this moment and they will miss it. And they'll say, you know, we're going to go to a bar and we're going to lift up a glass or we're going to, and they miss the moment. They try and go around the cross. They try and skirt by. And you can't skirt by it. You have to walk right up to it. Right up to it. And you have to look at it. And you look at it. And so it's the fullness of our life. And it's in the staring at that cross that we really do believe and live into that there is a resurrection on the other side. There is glory and there is good news. There is transformation. As I talked about with the fall of Freddie the Leaf. So when those leaves come twinkling down onto the ground, that's not the end of their story. They have a new purpose, a new life. And we all know that to be true. When we have buried the ones that we love, they're not just gone forever. We know that they are in us and inspire us in many ways, that they continue on in our lives and in the world, but in a new way. And that's what this passage in Matthew is lifting up It's getting us ready to face that walk. And we can take that walk. And with all of our fear and trembling and dry mouths and weak knees, we can still take the walk. And we can walk into the very arms of God. And it's wonderful, this time of Lent, to really live into and capture the fullness of life. And so it's a rich time in our own life. It's a rich time in the church. So I don't necessarily look at Lent as doom and gloom at all. I see it as the fullness of one's life, all of it being expressed. And to me, that is an absolutely joyous and a beautiful thing. So I invite all of you, as we walk into Lent, to think about what you're going to give up, what you're going to take on in Lent. And it, whatever it might be, the giving up or the taking on, it's about walking closer into the arms of God. And that's why we do these, the giving up or the taking on. It's that one little thing. When you think about when we try and make a change in our life, it's easy to say, but it's very difficult to do. And often we take a big step. We go, we take a huge step, and we just can't make it, and we fall back. But you take just one little thing. You think about the power of that one little thing, that one little change that you do, that can have ripple effects in your own life and the people around you. That one small change. I'm going to be whatever this Lent. These next 40 days, as we walk into Lent, I'm going to make this one slight small change. And that one slight small change, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, I am walking closer to God. And in the end, you are different. You're a different person at the end of Lent than the person you were who went into Lent. And at one level, that's what Lent is all about. That one small change, that one small step. And when we do that one small change, we can truly change our own lives, the people around you, and it does have the power to change the world. My friends, this is good news. May it be so for each of you, and also very much for me. Amen. I invite you into a moment of silent prayer.